For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill. It's our soybean spotlight here for May. May winding down here quickly, and also over the weekend coming to a finish, the session, legislative session in St. Paul, as Tom Slenica joining us with a Minnesota soybean. And Tom, we come away from a session that's leaving a lot of questions and a lot of ag initiatives unanswered here as we wrap it up.
Well, that's right, Joe. It was a disappointing session in a lot of ways, and I'm sure your listeners have heard it from a lot of different angles. We did have some wins, and I think we can start off with talking about a few of those wins before we get into the negatives. I'm a glass half full kind of guy, and there's definitely a reason why farmers join MSGA, and we did get a couple wins, and not what we wanted. But and there's a whole lot more work to be done, but there are a few positive things to talk about.
Yeah, let's talk about those positive things. I think they get lost in the hassle here as a lot of folks focus on the negative. What can we consider as a win this year?
Well, I think the most important win and one of the biggest wins really for Minnesota agriculture is the fact that the B20 law did get signed this year, and on May 1, we started using B20 across the state, and of course that translates into 63 cents for every bushel of soybeans sold. So if you're a farmer and you count up how many bushels you sold last year, and you take that times 63 cents, that is a win. That's probably the biggest thing holding prices up, and this B20 thing is going to help a lot of other states look at what Minnesota's doing. I've got a meeting coming up with Missouri where they want to do the same thing. So we hope that the successes here that the lobbying groups and the farmers put together over so many years and with the passage of this bill demonstrate that we can control our fate just a little bit when it comes to pricing the soybeans.
And you look at a positive, Tom, just a few negatives. I know there's a lot of folks that wanted many things in a session, and the veto's going through, and still some work to be done. There's talk of no special session. Was there one or two or three areas from a soybean perspective that you were hoping we would see some sort of improvement or solution to?
On a personal side, for the farmers in or rural agriculture as a whole, it was disappointing that the bill was waived that had mental health dollars in it. That's important for our rural communities and farmers. You know, we've seen this before in agriculture when times get tough. Agriculture is one of the hardest businesses in the world to be in, and we need access to those services to make sure that our farmers and our rural communities can get that mental health support when needed. And for some reason, the governor felt that there was other bigger issues that needed to create a vetoing that bill, and we're personally hurt by that one, and I think everybody should be concerned about that one coming across. Certainly, same thing on the omnibus tax bill. There was a lot of things in that bill that would have helped rural America and farmers, homestead classifications, buffer tax credits, and a few other things that didn't get passed in that. We just continued down the road on nitrogen applications, perform nitrogen applications, and soil loss rules. We lost on those. However, because of the work that our lobbying group did, at least on the nitrogen rule, that did get bumped until next year. So we'll have a chance with a new governor to look and see whether or not that's actually going to go into place.
So a silver lining around that whole situation, and I guess just to reflect as to some of these things that did not pass, but that doesn't mean the work stops, Tom. You guys keep on going along.
We certainly do, and we did have a couple other small wins. We won a temporary stay on the ditch mowing so we can continue to do business as usual on that, and one very important one was the hours of service. So anybody running those trucks supplying, fertilizer or hauling livestock, we'll be able to run the way we have been running. It's interesting. I don't think people understand when you load up a load of livestock that things don't go exactly like loading up a truckload of Kleenex. there's a lot of factors that come into play. And if you limit those hours, you know, that livestock could be, you know, hurt, injured, reduced value of that livestock. You got to stop that truck because the computer says you've been in there 10 minutes too long. So things like that were some small wins for the year. And none of that happens without the members that pay the dues into MSTA, and then we take those and we rally those to support ag issues.
Minnesota Soybean CEO Tom Slenica joining us here on Chasm Radio, your May Soybean Spotlight here on Chasm Radio, 1150 on your AM radio dial, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 FM, and online at mychasm.com. For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joe Gill.